Whilst in Parliament, a rebellion's going on, wanting more onshore wind power rather than the already planned offshore wind power. The wind itself is not cooperating. And just yesterday, we had another warning from the electricity generation system. In fact, we came within a tiny, tiny amount of having to start to shut down things. This is not looking good. It wasn't particularly cold yesterday, but we became within a hair's breadth of having to start to cut power supplies. Today, Tuesday, the 29th of November, is looking even worse because the lack of wind is also spreading over France and we may not be able to bring any power in from France. This is what happened in the UK yesterday. As you can see, it was mainly gas to begin with and the wind just died down and died down till it got to 1% of its installed capacity. We had to call in power from France, but that's not as easy as it seems. But just look at what is really providing the vast bulk of our energy. It's gas. And by using wind without putting alongside it, for every megawatt of wind that fails, you need a megawatt of gas to rapidly come in and replace the lost power. This gas is what the government are intent on doing away with. They believe in some magical fairy world where we can just survive on wind that comes and goes. We can't. But just look at the debate in Parliament. All they're arguing about is not wind. They're arguing about whether it's offshore or onshore as they plough us further into this mad, mad world. What to me is becoming very apparent is that we have been lied to. The margins they are saying we should make it by are not there. If we're having this trouble at this stage, we are certainly in for a very bad time. And it's all down to stupid government policies, which they are now making even worse.